Hello and welcome to episode 24 of Tibble Nibbles. On Tuesday this week, I went to the soft launch of Trawler Trash, which is a new restaurant on Upper Street in Islington. It is a fish restaurant. There is literally just fish here. I think they do some veggie stuff. And we thought we'd go and check it out. Now, they didn't have an alcohol license at the time that we went. They were still trying to sort it out. And so it was bring your own. Now, I decided not to drink, so it didn't really affect me. But the other people got to bring some of their own wine along, which was great. So the restaurant is pretty long and thin. When you get in there on the left-hand side, you can see an open kitchen where you can watch the chefs do their thing. And then all of the main tables are out towards the back. We had a table of eight. The menu is split into three. So right at the top, you have the option of having oysters. So Jersey oysters, trash dressing, six per serving is £12, which I think is a pretty good deal. I think £2 an oyster is a pretty good price for what you'll see in a lot of places. They then have a something small section. So these are either starters or sharers. And there are 10 items there. What we wound up doing is I got to try some of them, but we ordered a reasonable amount of different things from there, and I'll go through those in a little bit. And then for the mains, there are six options. We all pretty much had different things off that menu. When we got there, bearing in mind it's a soft launch, they had run out of the spice potted clams, and they'd also run out of the trash pie, which I think is probably going to be the signature dish. We got a half price. And the whole point of the soft launch is for them to test out what they're going to run out of, how the service works, and all that sort of stuff. When we got there, we started off with deep fried seaweed, which was really nice and a very light batter. It wasn't sort of dipped all over. It was much more done in the Japanese tempura style where you have, you know, a little bit and it's very thin. That was super nice. The batter was really crispy and the seaweed underneath was really juicy and just had that slight little salty tang. So that was lovely. And then for the something smalls, I ordered the cured herring, sea purslane and salted hake pate. I was very close to having either the charred cuttlefish with kohlrabi and coriander dressing or the whitebait with panzanella, which did look really nice. I ordered that and it arrived and it was really, really beautiful. I got five squares of smoked herring and then on top creamy pate. With the purslane on top, which was sort of quite pungent. Very, very nice. Really nicely cured. It had a little bit of give, but was still very firm. Other things that people had around me, the asparagus went down very well. That looked really delicious. The one that looked really nice was the air-dried charred octopus with green tomatoes and chilli. I found it very hit and miss in the past about octopus. It seems to be super easy to make it basically inedible rubber, but they did such a good job with that octopus. It was perfectly cooked. It was nice and soft and juicy, and I thought the salad went with it really well, and the acidity in the salad really cut through the richness of the octopus. So the other thing that I didn't get to try, but I had some fairly major food envy with, was the white bait with the panzanella. The white bait is actually much more like, my dad used to love doing white bait, but he used to do sprats, and sprats are significantly larger, so they're sort of more like 5 or 6 centimeters long rather than the very small 2-3 centimeter long white bait that you're used to. So rather than these ones being, you know, deeply breaded and fried, they were very much, the batter was looked incredibly light and crispy and fluffy. The white bait looked really, really good. I did get to try the panzanella salad. So for those that don't know what panzanella is, it's basically a tomato and bread salad. Really lovely and juicy. The tomatoes were nice and fresh. Everything hung together really, really well. The other thing that I looked at but didn't get to try were the fish cakes. So the fish cakes were a pretty good size, and you got three of them, and they did look really very good. Some of my friends had oysters, so two people ordered oysters, they needed 12. They'd actually almost run out, they only had 7 left, which I probably put down to the fact that we'd just come out from the bank holiday, so I'd imagine it was probably fairly difficult to get fish over the weekend. So they did a 7 for the price of 6, and they split them between two of them. So onto the mains, and this is probably my only criticism, was I thought there were loads of small plates and that was really good, but they seem to be lacking a little bit in terms of the big plates. So I think, and they weren't particularly huge, that to be fair, you could order extras, so you could have chips, crushed peas or greens for only £3.50. So that's a pretty good deal. But I think if you're hungry, I would probably advise you to have two smalls, and the price of the smalls go for, you know, the samphire is £4.90, and the most expensive is the octopus, There's some smoked trout and potted clams, and they're all £8.90. If you're hungry, I would advise to have two smalls and a main, and I think that would fill you up nicely. I had one and one, and I was still a little bit hungry when I left. In terms of the mains, the options are kipper carbonara with peas, rocket and chilli, cider mussels, apple, parsley, clotted cream and chips, and then there's toast, beer battered, coley, chips, crushed peas and tartar, trash pie and greens, char-grilled gounard, salsify, sprouting broccoli, sorrel and salted anchovies. And then the last option was pan-roasted hake, cauliflower, wild mushrooms, pui, lentil, vinaigrette. So for me, it really came down to the mussels, the gounard and the hake. Now, I've had gounard before in fish stew. It seems to be a mainstay for that. But I'd never had it on its own, and I was quite tempted to try it. And I was quite intrigued, actually, to see what it tasted like by itself. So I ordered that, and that arrived, and it was really, really good. Gounard is quite a meaty fish. It doesn't really flake in the same way that you would expect something like cod or haddock to. Very sliceable. And that coming on a bed of the greens and with the salted anchovies, and I love anchovies. It was really, really good. Everything hung together well. The fish was perfectly cooked. I was super impressed with it. And it was for £16.90. Obviously, I paid half of that. I thought actually it was a good deal. Other things I did get to try coley and chips. Now, one of the reasons that coley doesn't seem to be a big thing, I mean, it's a very cheap fish and I do buy it for cooking at home quite a lot, is that often it's grey and so doesn't look particularly appetizing, but it's the same family as cod and haddock, so it tastes very similar, but it's not nearly so flaky either. So if you're looking for that sort of, you know, almost press it with your fork and the whole thing falls apart, you're not going to get that. But actually what you do get is something that's a little bit more meaty and held together. I didn't get to try the batter, but that looked really nice, very nice dark colour. And the chips looked pretty good. They weren't like proper chip shop chips, as I would have expected, but they still looked pretty good. And certainly the person who had them didn't complain about them. So I think they were pretty good. The other thing that looked really nice was the hake. I did get to try a little bit of that as well. The vinaigrette that went with it was fantastic with the pui lentils, and certainly if I came back another time I would probably go with that for the main. The other things that did look really nice that I did get to have a look at were the mussels in cider. Now, that was really nice. They looked very well prepared, really well cleaned. So often you'll go and get mussels and they've still got, you know, bits of crud on them, and at the bottom of the sauce it's all gritty from where they haven't cleaned them properly, but in this case they were actually immaculately clean. So that all looked really lovely. And then I decided not to have dessert. I couldn't really see anything that grabbed me. But the options for dessert were buttermilk panna cotta with poached rhubarb. Now, I don't like rhubarb, so that was immediately out. Pim's jelly and raspberry sorbet. And then a trash chocolate bar with sweet scraps. The buttermilk panna cotta and the rhubarb got a really good write-up. Everyone said that that was really nice. The trash chocolate bar with sweet scraps got a mixed review. I think they were a little bit disappointed that they said it was basically like just like a big Mars bar, but it was really big. I mean, these desserts are £5.90. They're not overly cheap. It did look pretty big. You can see a picture on the website with a spoon next to it for reference, and you can see how big it is. The raspberry sorbet, they did say, was very raspberry and very strong. I thought the service was pretty good. Obviously, they're still feeling their way in terms of making sure that everything came out in time, and they were very busy. It's fairly rare. I mean, even this was a Tuesday and they were completely full. So there was a little bit of confusion and running around making sure that everybody had everything. And there was a little bit of a delay for everybody getting their main courses. But apart from that, the service was really good. They made sure that our water was topped up all the time. They were fine bringing us loads of ice buckets for people's wine. Some people even bought their own soft drinks, which, given that they were selling soft drinks, they let us have, which I thought was very generous of them. And all round, I thought the service was good. I thought everything was really well cooked. So all in all, a good place to go. I would like to go again when, you know, everything's fully up and running. I really would like to try the trash pie. The spice potted clams really interest me as well, so I'd quite like to go back and try that. One thing to bear in mind, and I don't know whether they always have this, but attached to the menu there's a card, and a card gives you 25% off your next visit, which I think is a really good deal, and it's certainly somewhere that I will be coming back to if I'm in the area, or actually if I just want to sit down and have some fish. So there you have it. That's my review. If you have been, you would like to give me your opinion, please don't hesitate to do so. You can find me on Twitter, so at Tibble Nibbles, that's at TibbleNibbles, or you can reach me on email, tibblenibbles@gmail.com, or you can reach me at my website, tibblenibbles.com. Also, you can find this podcast on Acast and on iTunes. If you happen to have found them on either of those places, please rate and review. If you happen to see it on Facebook, please share so that more people can hear this review. Thank you very much. And next, I will be at Stoke House to try their carvery. Now, I think the last time I actually had carvery was a good old Toby carvery, you know, unlimited stuffing balls and gravy. Hopefully, this is going to be a bit of a step up from that. I look forward to talking to you again then.